Fritz and Friends on more compelling talk radio, 1320 WILS.
And welcome back to Fritz and Friends. Going out on the phone now, Sarah Griffin with Lunch with a Purpose. On Wednesday nights, we get together with Sarah here on 1320 WILS to chat with her about, as she calls it, the lunch special tomorrow. Good evening, Sarah. How are you?
I'm wonderful, Cheryl. How are you?
I'm doing well. It's kind of a gloomy day outside. We'll hope tomorrow looks a little sunnier and brighter. Where is Lunch with a Purpose heading tomorrow at noon?
Tomorrow we will be at the Allen Street Neighborhood Center over on Kalamazoo. It is at 1619 East Kalamazoo in Lansing. And it's a really wonderful neighborhood center for the east side of Lansing residents. They have all sorts of wonderful programs that they do there. They're going to be doing a farmer's market that actually started today. So days like today, you just have to bring your own sunshine.
Okay.
So hopefully that's going well till right about now. That was till 7 o'clock. And they also provide a lot of other really needed and great services to the east side community there.
Well, what is it exactly that the Lunch with a Purpose crew will be doing there tomorrow?
We will be helping them. They send out newsletters. We'll be helping them get their newsletter folded and addressed and ready to send out to all the residents.
Well, and that's what I always love. You know, folks who have heard you on this show before have heard you do all kinds of things. American Red Cross coordinate, you know, blood donations. You worked on for the Battlefield Brawl. You stuffed envelopes and got registration things ready. The Lunch with a Purpose group will do anything for these kinds of organizations, and I think you've proven that over and over again, haven't you? You were helping with some spring cleaning last week.
Yes, over at the Village Summit, over on Barnes in Washington, which is another really great resource to their community there. And they actually are going to be doing a lot of urban gardens this summer, hopefully some fruit trees and lots of vegetable and herb plants throughout the city there. It's all basically kind of boxed in by main roads, the neighborhood there. But they found five or six different locations to do a bunch of different community gardens, which is a really awesome project to be able to have, like, fresh fruits and vegetables available to the community there that there's not really, like, a close, convenient grocery store and things like that. So we helped them quite a bit last week, but they're actually still looking for more help. If anyone is interested in helping them, they had dirt delivered to their different garden sites, and a couple of them still need the dirt to be spread. So if anyone is interested in helping them out, they can either contact the Village Summit directly or go to the Lunch with a Purpose website or Facebook page and email me from there, and I would be happy to coordinate it with them.
Well, and that's a great thing, too. There are a lot of folks who like to get their hands in the dirt in the springtime and get ready for planting and so forth, so there could very well be some takers when they hear about this. I was looking at the Allen Street Neighborhood Center, kind of their website, and it says that it serves as a hub for neighborhood education and capacity building. They offer all kinds of things for organized neighborhood groups, technical assistance, meeting space, something as simple as use of copy machine and fax. So at any time that folks are offering those kind of services to folks in a neighborhood, boy, that's a great thing.
Absolutely, and it makes it easier for people that are trying to, you know, help out in the community. It just makes it easier to facilitate that. And they do a really great farmers market there to be able to provide, you know, fresh produce to the residents in the area. And they also do where they give away on Tuesdays from 1 to 5, they give away bread, free bread in the neighborhood. They do, like, different classes called Community Soup, where they, you know, have different recipes and things like that, trying to promote healthy living and educating the residents and, you know, just being a resource for whatever is needed in the neighborhood there.
Well, and of course, you know, I'm such a big fan of the group Lunch with a Purpose. It's a group that just got together, decided to do good things in the neighborhoods and in the area around Lansing for folks who might just need some assistance. So instead give their time every Thursday at noon, and you can hop on Facebook page to get more information, right?
Yep, or our website is lunchwithapurpose.com, and you can connect to the Facebook page or the Twitter account from there. And we do have a calendar on there of all the different events scheduled, as well as a contact list of all the different places that we've helped in the area. So even if you're not able to make the Thursday, you know, lunch special, that way it's a good resource for all the different, you know, nonprofits and community organizations in the area, that if you want to volunteer on whatever time, there's contact information for them on there. So anything that kind of like sparks your interest, you've got some free time and want to help out, they're really awesome, worthwhile organizations. So it's a good, easy resource to find them from there.
It sure is. Sarah, as always, thank you and have a great evening and have fun tomorrow.
Thank you so much. You too.
Thank you. Sarah Griffin with Lunch with a Purpose. Coming up on tomorrow's show, we're going to get East Lansing Mayor Vic Loomis back here. We're going to talk with from the DeWitt Police Department, Detective Spagnola, about that meth lab and remnants of a bomb-making device that were found in DeWitt Township early this morning. Also going to have a local author on, Lisa Giolotti, is going to be on with a book I've been working on from her. So all kinds of good things. Don't forget Tony Conley tomorrow morning, 6 to 9 a.m., all the latest news and information. And once again, just want to say hello to the first of the 119th Task Force serving in Afghanistan. Thank you to you all. We'll be back with more Fritz and Friends tomorrow. Good night, everybody.